everyone. Welcome to Futurum Soundbites, helping you to know what you want to be. I'm Dr. Cressida Lyon, your host, and today we're joined by Doina Onsell. Doina is the founder and CEO of Hervolution, and she's on a mission to help girls and young women from diverse backgrounds see their future in STEM. Here are the best bits from Doina's interview with our editor-in-chief, Karen Lindsay.
Hervolution focuses on making sure that more young women, especially the ones from diverse backgrounds and are facing multiple barriers, have the access to enter STEM careers. And we hope that we inspire them to embrace those STEM careers. And we do this through workshops, seminars, programs, conferences, events, and so on. Canada, we don't have STEM accessible to everyone. This is the problem. One way to get young women excited about STEM is to bring them inside a company so that they can get that firsthand experience. So for example, when we work with Salesforce or Shopify or these big companies, you know, the young women get to work in their office and they really get to see what it would be like for them to possibly one day they could be working there. We found that because we did that in the last couple of years, we've had a lot of women that actually pursue STEM. They continue. They wanted to learn more. They wanted to figure out like what else is out there. Versus when we went in the community and we taught them a few things and they're just like, okay, this is great. Next, what else do I do? I decided my mission was I want to find 150 women in STEM in Canada so that the young women here get to see these are opportunities here, these are the options, and these are the women behind the scenes, and these are the women that actually make it all possible. And one of them could be you. I want to make sure that young women have at least the options to say that I have an education, I have my own money, and now I can, you know, I don't have to be in a situation where I don't want to be in. Future careers are going to be STEM-based. So we want to prepare young women for the future. Doing arts and doing other things is great. You know, that's great to have for fun or whatever. But in terms of career, it would be a good idea to look at the future and then see what is needed and then prepare these young women for the future. Let's say that you want to be an artist and you want to be like, let me use my daughter, for example, my oldest daughter. She's 16 and she's really good at arts and she wants to be an illustrator or animator. And she's looking at colleges, university right now to see what she wants to do. So I looked at her. We have this discussion quite a lot. And I said, you know, you can take on an animation illustration course at college and you can learn. This is your passion. This is what you want to do. But think beyond that. If you are to have a computer science degree, you know, under your belt, you can definitely take that to the next level. You have more doors open, more opportunities to you versus if you just do animations. Because then at that point, anything that you would do, you require to be using a computer. You know, you can build a software. You can build things to make your life easier as an animator if you have a computer science background. So if you want to have a career, a solid career later on, it's always a good idea to know how to be ahead of the game. Two daughters are a huge inspiration for me. And to be honest with you, 10 years ago, it was the last time I was in a shelter, and that's when I experienced domestic violence. And my oldest daughter was only 7 years old at that time. And she said to me, you know, she turned around, she said to me, "Mom, when I grow up, I want to be just like you." And to me, I just thought to myself, like, what am I showing her? You know, it's like, if I'm going to become a better person, then she will going to want to aspire to become a better person. But if I'm going to stay here in my victim zone, You know, she's never gonna do more. And I think that it's up to us as parents to show kids how, you know, how to become better people. That was the huge turning point for me when I decided to like really go forward to do follow my passion, which is I created Hervolution. Most of it has to do with my daughters. I want them to see me as an example, and I want them to be proud of me, and I want them to look and say, my mom did this, and hopefully, you know, I get to change some other people's lives along the way. Don't let your current circumstance dictate what your future would look like. Surround yourself with the right people, with people that will make you a better person, people that will lift you and push you to do the things that you're supposed to be doing. Don't listen to negative people. If, you know, in fact, try to get rid of those people from your life, because and they're not gonna, you know, some people, because they don't want to do better, they pull you down so that you're not gonna do better either. But the people that do, you know, that want the best for you, they will just make sure that you do the best for you. Young women realize that they have the power to design their life. And if money wasn't an issue or any other barriers weren't issues, what would they want to do? And just think about that for every single choice that they make. Just think about that.
What an inspiring story. I really enjoyed listening in, and I hope that you did too. If you have enjoyed this episode of Futurum Soundbites, then please make sure to share it and like it with your friends on social media. We're on all your favourite social media channels, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Just look for @FuturumCareers and you'll find us there. And tune in next time, of course.